Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast that could hopefully help you learn something, feel good about how clever you are, or potentially just put a smile on your face. And if it doesn't, it's only 15 minutes long, so it'll be over soon. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver. It's Music Tuesday, and joining me today is actor, comedian, and radio presenter Tom Price. Tom, of course, you do work on a music radio station. Does that mean you're going to sweep the board?
Yes, this is going to be good. I think I'm confident about the music thing.
There's 15 points at play. Let's quiz.
Let's do this.
Question number one. Which UK artist began their career with the 2017 single Bruises? Quite recent.
Yeah, that's good. I think that is Lewis Capaldi.
Is it? Absolutely correct. The correct answer is Lewis Capaldi.
Love
Very
him.
Well done.
Love him.
Do you love him?
I think he's great. I think he's really funny. He's really self-effacing. I love his lyrics, and we play him on Magic as well. He's ace.
Good. Question number two. Which national radio network has the slogan "The UK's number one hit music station"? I even did it in my promo voice. Did you want it again? The UK's number one hit music station.
I think it's the way you said it as well, that really helped. You sold it to me. I think it's Capital, isn't it?
Correct, it is Capital. Question number three. What nationality is Sanny Carlson, the singer, face and pigtails of Wigfield?
Again, it's a Scandi one over here, isn't it? So it's going to be in the kind of I'm edging towards. It's either Sweden or she's Danish. I'm going to go for Danish.
Oh, thank God you did. The correct answer is, of course, Danish.
Yes.
100% so far. Well done.
Okay, finally, I've woken up. This is good news.
Question number four. With which singer did Lady Gaga release a duet album of jazz standards called Cheek to Cheek?
Because of course, the song that we always play of Lady Gaga is the one with Bradley Cooper. But I don't think she did an album with him.
Oh, yes, of course, that changed.
Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
And this is them doing. This is doing jazz standards.
It's jazz. Oh, it's not going to be. It's not going to be Bradley Cooper, is it? Balls. Who's a jazz? Michael Bublé. Let's go for Michael Bublé because I don't know.
Incorrect. The correct answer was, of course, Tony Bennett. I mean, not of course.
No, of course is a fair response.
Of course it was Tony Bennett. Uh-huh. But I thought Amy Winehouse did an album with Tony Bennett. Is Tony just doing the circuit?
Yeah, I think he is. He's just hanging around really beautiful, successful singers. Weird.
Fair enough, Tony. Question number five, Tom. In what year did Kanye West interrupt Taylor Swift at the MTV Awards? We all remember it, but what year did it happen?
Well, this is the thing where it feels much more recent. Do you know what I mean? It feels to me like it was in the last two or three years, but it's probably a bit more. So like 20, it feels like 2018, but I reckon it was a bit longer than that. 2015.
It was ages ago. The correct answer was actually 2009.
Oh my God. Was it really?
11 years ago. How was that 11 years ago? That's insane.
11 years ago? Are you absolutely sure? That's very depressing.
She was 19 when he did that. It was intense, wasn't it? Let's not relive it. Question number six. What family of instruments does a mellophone belong to?
Mellophone? I mean, a mellophone is... It's going to be, I'm going to say, some sort of wind instrument. Can I say wind instrument?
Incorrect. It's okay. Actually a brass instrument.
Oh, brass.
It's the brass family.
Mm, right, whatever.
Question number 7. The song Jellicle opens which Andrew Lloyd Webber musical? The song Jellicle.
Cats.
Correct. Mm, the yes. correct answer is Cats. Question number 8. Carl, Gary, John and Pete are the first names of which UK band? Carl, Gary, John and Pete are the first names of which UK band?
That is the Libertines.
Correct. Yes. Sorry. I don't know why I'm so surprised. You're cool.
I never get to play the Libertines on Magic. It's not fair.
I mean, I kind of understand why.
Come on.
Actually, Don't Look Into the Sun's quite a nice little ditty.
Oh, it's gorgeous. I love the Libertines. They were brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Or still are. They still gig, don't they? They still do,
and they are still brilliant. You're right. Yeah. They are absolutely brilliant. Question number 9. Dream of a Lifetime, Romantically Yours, and You're the Man are all albums from which artist released after their death?
Can you give me those again, Makita? Sorry. Mm. Dream of a Lifetime.
Romantically Yours and You're the Man.
I have not a Scooby-Doo. All released after their death.
Mm. I can give you a little clue. These were the first two were released in 1985, shortly after the death of the artist.
That helps because I did a thing about this recently on the radio. Is it Marvin Gaye?
Correct, it is. Well, I'm never giving you a clue again.
Don't give me a kiss. I knew that he died. I knew that he died in the 80s. Okay, all right. Thank you.
Well done. Question number 10. For 1 point, can you name any body part mentioned in the opening line of the first verse in Eminem's classic 2002 single, Lose Yourself? Can you name any body part that he mentions in the opening line of the first verse in Eminem's song, Lose Yourself, that came out in 2002?
All I've got in my head is Mom's spaghetti going round and round. Oh, knees weak. Knees weak, Mom's spaghetti. Knees. There you go.
There you go.
Yes!
There you go. You got there. Knees is definitely part of it. His knees are weak. We could have had...
His palms are sweaty. Oh, yeah. Palms are sweaty. Knees weak, Mom's spaghetti.
Arms are heavy. And then I think we get into the
into the pasta trap. Scenario. Sure. Basically, he's describing a carb low. We've all been there. He's having a terrible slump before his rap night.
So the answers were palms, knees and arms. Question number 11. For 2 points, can you name any two of Prince's 3 backing bands that he's recorded with? We need them to be credited as such.
Is it the New Power Generation?
Correct. The New Power Generation. Absolutely.
Great news. Oh, hang on. You need more.
I need one more.
Okay. One more. Prince. Prince of the New Power Generation. I can't think. Why have I got the Mystery Jets going around in my head? Why is that there, please? Go away, brain. Go. Not now, Mystery Jets.
Not now, Mystery Jets.
Prince and the New Power Generation. That's the one I remember because they did. I think they did Kiss and we play that on Magic. You see, this is why I know that. I'm not going to get there. I could sit here all day. Sorry.
The Revolution.
Oh.
And New Power Generation, as you got, and then Third Eye Girl. So I don't know.
I think that was hard. Okay, good.
That was hard.
Thank you.
Question number 12. For 3 points, Tom, your last in your Music Tuesday quiz, can you name 3 of the top 5 best-selling studio albums of all time in the UK by bands?
3 of the top 5...
best-selling studio albums of all time in the UK by bands, and greatest hits albums do not count.
So, the top 5... okay, right, so there's going to be... Right, so... there's going to be What's the Story Morning Glory by Oasis.
Correct. Number 2. Well done.
There's got to be the Joshua Tree.
They can be any nationality, but it's about their sales in the UK.
Yeah. There's got to be a Beatles in there, hasn't there? There's got to be a Beatles in there. I mean, I'm actually going to get angry if there's not Beatles in there. Do you need me to give you a specific Beatles album? Because it'll be Sgt. Pepper's. There has to be Sgt. Pepper's in there.
Correct. We do need a particular album, and that one was the one we were looking for. Number 1, the Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Okay.
So you've got number 1 and 2.
Okay. So I need one more band. Sex Pistols. Let me take that back. Oh, hang on. No, that's a best of. I'd say The Beautiful South carrying up the charts, but that's a best of because that album was absolutely massive. Who else has done the really big albums? I want to say the Rolling Stones, but I'm not sure. And also, I can't really name an album off the Rolling Stones. What about Queen? Queen.
A lovely guess, but I'm afraid it's not in my last three of the top five. We were looking for Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, Tom. I thought you were going to get there. And number four, Dire Straits, Brothers in Arms. Oh my God. What? And number five, Fleetwood Mac, Rumours. No. What an album.
Wouldn't have got any of those. Okay, fine. All right. Fine.
Queen's Greatest Hits, of course, would have been in there, but we were exempting the greatest hits.
Good. How would Beautiful South have done? Can you see that in front of you or not? Because I'm sure...
I don't have that. Not in the top... They're not in the top 10, but I'm sure... I mean, these are big albums. We've got Bob Marley and the Wailers Legend in here, for God's sake. I'm sure the Beautiful South's probably 11. Mm. Although the Corrs are number 10. Wow. Oh,
yeah, but come on. Jim Corr, man. He's a leader, that guy.
What? You know what? Runaway was played on Magic last night on my way home, and it was such a tune. I was like, go on, Magic.
It's such a great tune. We love tune. Playing songs where the drummer is a well-known conspiracy theorist. It's great. Next, here's David Icke on the saxophone.
Your total score, Tom Price, at the end of your Music Tuesday is 10 points. Come on. No one can tell you don't know your tunes.
That's better. I'm happy now.
We'll talk Tom through his points after this quick break.
This is the story of Whitney Houston, of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series
about how they died and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
That feeling.
Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app.
And subscribe now.
And so you are, you know, you're surrounded by music with your job. But what kind of music is in the household with you and the partner that snapped you up all those years ago?
So we listen to, well, actually, do you know what? These days, the kids have taken over. I've got an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old, and they've got their fingers onto Alexa. So they just shout at her to play songs all the time. So things like Blue, All Rise, that's doing the rounds at the moment.
How vintage of them.
I know, man. That's what they're like. But also, he's really got into grime as well. He loves Stormzy and he loves H. And every single one of H's songs has got a massive, great explicit sign next to it. So
I love that your son loves H. I like H.
He's 8 and he loves H. He can't get enough of him. Honestly, it's hilarious. So yeah, that's. I mean, I'd love to have said, well, we listen to a lot of Bob Dylan and Buena Vista Social Club these days while we're making dinner. But no, we just get on down to H.
I love that. Perfect answer, Tom. Thank you very much for doing your Tuesday music quiz.
Thanks for having me.
Right, if you want more Tom Price, you have options. Death of a Sports Star is a very good sports podcast he presents. Check that out. Or try My Mate Bought a Toaster. We're back tomorrow with Sport Wednesday. So if you're listening while assembling flat pack furniture or slow roasting a chicken, let's do it all again tomorrow.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.